Hello there! This show contains material which a truly free society would neither fear nor suppress. The language and concepts contained herein will not cause eternal torment in the place where the guy with the horns and pointed stick conducts his business.
Hello all.
Howdy doody.
This is Rich Wilgus.
John Tallarico.
And you are listening to a hybrid podcast today. You're listening to the Potty Vegetarians.
That's disgusting.
It's actually Bloodthirsty Vegetarians, but we have somebody on Skype, somewhere out there in Skype land, and we're going to bring her up and say hello to her right now. Hey, Kirsten!
Hey, Rich. Hey, John.
What's going on? So where are you right now? Area 51? Hangar 51? Where are you again?
No, I think it was Plant 1068. I forgot.
Are there little green...
It's the server hack shack.
Oh, are there any green men with large eyes and teardrop-shaped heads there?
No.
No probing going on?
I'm not saying that.
Well, good. Everyone needs a little probing now and then.
Yeah, yeah. Just ask Whitley Strieber.
Hey, if you want to know about probing, you're going to have to give me a credit card number.
That's right. Kirsten also has a sex toy website, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're not mistaken.
And now, actually, I'm not even certain, since we've never talked voice before. Is it Kirsten or Kirsten?
It is Kirsten.
Oh, okay. We didn't want to make that fox pass.
I'm
a little disappointed because I thought your last name would be more... guttural and Slavic sounding, Rich.
Well, it depends on if I'm pronouncing it the Polish way or the English/American way.
If you pronounce it the correct way, someone gets spat upon.
See, that's what I was counting on.
It's actually Wielgosz.
See, now I'm wiping my eye.
See, that's what I thought it should be. I feel better.
Well, and that's what it is. And we Skyped some guy from Poland a little while ago named Grigor, and... He couldn't get us. He couldn't raise us by re-Skyping us. So he opened up a chat window and I said, sorry, even though my name is Wielgosz, I don't speak Polish. So I typed that at him.
And then he hung up.
Dead silence. All right.
I didn't want to cut you guys off.
So, you know, there's a couple things I want to talk about in the intro, or at least one. And I did a little segment. And you might remember this, Kay. I did a segment. It was pretty close to last Christmas, I think.
40, 50 years ago, I think.
It was before Christmas because I went there to do Christmas shopping, right? That was my whole inspiration. I did a segment that I called the Death of Downtown, and I talked about this store.
I was actually thinking about that today.
And there was a store called Reed Sheldon & Sons that had been in business since like 1868 or something, and it was started by Ebenezer Sheldon, which is so great.
It's not even a joke.
Yeah, it's not even a joke. But anyway, another Utica, New York landmark is going out of business. There's a hardware store called Doyle Hardware that's been in business for 135 years.
It's a cool place. It's right down by the train station, which is also a landmark. Beautiful train station.
Yeah, it's got those classic old buildings, and it's got a lot of history. It's actually an area of Utica called Bags Square, which is sort of famous. And it's actually where Reed Sheldon started. But anyway, Doyle Hardware is going out of business. A blacksmith from 1850 could come forward in time and find tools at Doyle Hardware.
He'd probably get run over by the car, though.
Or the trolley.
It's true. Yeah, Bagsworth, don't you remember? I had my wedding reception there.
Yeah, you had it at the Trackside Tavern.
That's correct.
I remember that well. And very close, right across the street from the hardware store, actually.
Yes, it is.
Do you got any local landmarks like that over there, Kay?
Demolishing?
We do. Well, ours isn't being demolished. It was actually fixed up. It was the Fox Theater in Tucson, an old-style movie theater. And they are now showing like classic movies and stuff in there, and it has a beautiful marquee out in front, all courtesy of the taxpayers.
So it's safe to say we can reveal your location as the state of Arizona?
Yeah. Yes. I'm in Tucson.
Tucson.
I sensed a dig in there somewhere about taxation.
Yeah, it was there.
Oh, the astronomer speaketh.
Yeah. It was the most fun he'd had at a movie ever. He's been to the Fox since it's gotten fixed up. It's a first-class cinematic experience.
Worth every taxpayer dollar.
They serve booze.
That's right. I think you saw that other film there you mentioned on our forum.
No, that was actually The Loft where I saw that one.
Oh, okay.
I checked to see what kind of wine they serve. It's from the Coppola Winery. I thought that was funny.
Well, we've had some of that.
We had
the
Francis Ford Coppola wine.
Right, but see, I thought it was funny because the movie theater is showing the movie wine.
There's a connection.
Right.
Oh, I didn't get that at first. No, I did.
And they have Fat Tire beer for me, so that was good.
You know, there's another thing I wanted to talk about. We kind of interviewed Leo Lincourt last week, and he was the mastermind behind the Carnival of the Liberals, liberal blogging carnival. And we wanted to give a shout out to carnivaloftheliberals.com. Apparently, the next carnival is going to be hosted at our friend Martin's website, which is writingsonthewall.net. So, guys, check out carnivaltheliberals.com. Give your best liberal blogging submissions, forward them to those guys, and if they're good enough, you know what? They're going to post them.
Dirty liberals.
Yeah, I know. Waffling, you know, crazy.
Pinkos.
I bet they all have, they're card-carrying members of the ACLU.
And they all need a haircut.
But anyway.
Driving their VW bugs around, smoking dope.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there is more Floyd Landis news, actually.
Oh, please.
Oh, no, there totally is, because he and his legal team submitted their request for dismissal to the World Anti-Doping Agency, and they got their answer back, and their answer was basically Heidi Klum saying, "You're out." And what they did say was that it will go forward into arbitration, so that's where they're at now. So it will have to go into arbitration.
Which is, again, like saying, bye-bye.
Yeah. I saw the final, one of the finals. There was some Italian guy, and there was an Asian woman and another guy in the finals. I don't think it was the current season. It might have been last season.
I'm trying to remember what that is.
Your show,
no,
Project
Runway.
No,
I know, but I'm trying to remember who they were. Oh. That must have been the previous season, or it might be a preview for the next season.
Oh, I don't know. You still with us out there?
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. So does your friend have any evidence of Area 51 or Roswell, New Mexico, or alien abductions or anything like that?
I don't think so. Do you want me to ask?
He wouldn't remember anyways.
Yeah, the probing.
They would like to know if you have any, like, Roswell or Area 51 experience, and if you recall any probing.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
He has made parts for probes.
Excellent.
Oh, so he's actually a probe.
His probe is on Mars.
He's actually a probe maker.
Yes, he's a probe maker.
What kind of license do you have to get for that?
I know. Is it a?
There
like
is no license required for probe making.
Oh,
you think there should be, wouldn't there?
Wow, you'd think there'd be high, rigorous standards set for probe making.
Well, I think the hardware gets checked out, but the people don't. Is that correct, Andrew?
Yeah, that's after
that's
the probing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Before the probe is sent, hardware gets checked out.
Well, that would make sense. I think Whitley Strieber said something about that. So, but all right.
Enough of the nonsense.
So we're going to jump into a tune. And actually, this is an artist that a friend of mine hipped me to. His name is Tony Perrone. He's kind of a jazz fusion guitarist. He's out of Connecticut, I think. And a friend of mine did this recording, and a guy named Gary Scoville mixed it and was kind enough to send me the CD. And we're going to let Tony introduce the song, so let's check that out. What do you think, John?
Here's another original of mine. This is called Leaving the Library. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I think Tony, that was live.
Thanks. Tony Perrone. Yeah, you're welcome, Tony. You still with us, Kay?
Yes, I am.
Cool. So now we have our middle segment. John's got something planned for the middle segment.
Before that, I want to talk about this wine. We've got some Tapestry McLaren Vale Shiraz 2000 vintage. This is good, good stuff.
And, you know, it's pretty damn reasonable. I don't even remember what I paid for that, but it was like $20 or less for this bottle, and it actually has a cork. You know, cork is a form of bark.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, you learn something new every day.
Can you wash cork?
Why would you want to?
That sounds dirty.
Well, yeah, what was that movie?
But I like that idea.
Joe Piscopo was in it. Johnny Dangerously. He kept calling people cork suckers.
Pretty nice, Rich. Nice.
Yeah, well, it's just cork anyway. So John's got a little something planned here. John's going to quiz me today. This is a pretty loose show we got going today here.
Yeah, loose. The quiz is a whole bunch of sci-fi questions.
Okay.
And what this is going to be resulting in is your placement in some sort of sci-fi ensemble.
Some sort of sci-fi hierarchy. It's like Laszlo's sci-fi hierarchy.
Different.
But different.
But different. Okay. Exactly like that, though.
But different.
Okay, we'll find out what happens.
All right, and you're asking me this, not Kirsten, just me?
Well, you know, we can have like groupthink on this and come up with the answers and see where all of us fit.
Okay.
All right, first question.
Yeah.
You are willing to do the right thing no matter what the cost. Agree or disagree? And there's a scale here from 1 to 5. I guess disagree is 1 and agree is 5.
4.
3.
That would be 3.5.
And that is not an option.
I'm rounding up.
You have to. That's right.
Well, aren't you going to answer, John?
I abstain. Why wait? Yeah, it's too much pressure. Why wait for the future when you can explore the stars now?
5.
5, yeah.
I'd give that a 12. The Roswell alien crash was definitely fake.
5.
Wait. 5 would be agree?
You agree, yes.
The Roswell... Well, what does fake mean?
It was faked.
By who?
It doesn't ask you to expound. It just says agree or disagree.
Roswell's
Rich.
Way too complex for me to answer this.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, you know what? You're being overruled. I'd say 5.
No, I'm going to say 2.
Okay. 5 plus 5 plus 2 equals 5.
No.
All right. I'll get rid of 4. Rich is bringing that
up. Clearly,
four.
Something happened there.
Yeah, it was faked. You can seek only to better humanity, or you seek only to better humanity. That's your goal in life.
3.
1.
Oh, nice. I'm giving that a 3, so...
I think that question's too vague because it says only. No one only seeks better no one seeks to better humanity to the exclusion of everything else.
Yeah, but I'm still pissed off about Roswell.
I think there's too much thought going into this question. I'm giving it a 3 because I'm rounding up again from 2.
You know, something happened at Roswell, and we need to get to the bottom of that.
All right, next question's more appropriate. Being a bit sardonic can be fun.
3.
2.
5. So that makes it a 3. Yeah. Money is important.
5.
In the context of what? I mean, we live in a market
economy.
You can't
ask this question. You can only
answer.
Too
much thinking.
1.
We are the most average sci-fi character ever.
I'm giving it a 3, so that means a 3.
Okay.
You are an idealist.
5.
5.
Wow. We have a consensus. 5. If you could hook your brain up directly to a computer, you would do it.
1.
3.
1.
2. Okay, I'll be a 2. Yeah.
We're at a 2.
The government's going to record that. Sure you want them recording all your thoughts and feelings?
That's true. Psychics really do exist.
1.
2.
That's 1.5 average between the 3 of us, so that's a 1. Rounding down this time.
No. Okay, that's not the rule.
All right. I'll round up. It seems like machines have a grudge against you.
One.
I'm going for four on this one.
Two. It seems.
It they seems. Don't act- Good point. Peace is achieved through large single government rule. No, I didn't write this for you.
Disagree is one. Is that right?
Yeah, there are no negative numbers here.
Okay. One.
I think peace is achieved through war. I think Orwell told us that, didn't he? I mean, so I'm gonna have to say I don't even know how to answer this. I'm gonna answer pie.
That would be one on all
this
of us.
My answer will be E for this question.
Your primary goal would be to teach others your ways.
Two.
One.
Two.
You're going
one.
Against the prime directive there, I think. Yeah, I'm going to give that a one. You would do something completely evil if it meant saving thousands of lives.
Two.
Two.
I'm going three on that one.
Two, two, and three.
Hard to know. You have to know what the evil thing you're doing is, I think, to
yeah,
answer that.
That's my problem with Myers-Briggs, too, you know? The questions are binary.
Yeah, but this is completely evil. We're talking pure evil here.
So basically, we're talking, like, I don't know.
Eat your children.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't really like children, so it's not.
I'm just speaking from my own personal experience here. Being with escaped prisoners would be fine as long as they're trustworthy.
Oh, five.
Three.
That's going to be a four because I give it a five as well.
So are you saying there are no trustworthy prisoners with that three or what? I don't understand.
I will not answer any questions.
Oh, now he's being vague.
What if they were like conscientious objectors to the war and they escaped from prison over that?
You don't know why they're prisoners.
That's a good example. Thank you. Shut up.
All right, next question. Eccentric aliens would bother you.
Eccentric aliens would...
I'm sorry. Eccentric aliens wouldn't bother you.
Five.
Anything out of
Arizona?
New Mexico there?
Hard to say. I don't know. I'm freezing up on this one.
Oh, I'm giving it a five, too.
Three.
That brings it down to a four. You believe wormholes exist?
Five.
Five.
Wow, five.
We've had two consensi.
I think we've had more than that. The one. We had a one consensus.
I think we had a one on the government rule. You are good at tracking down somebody when you really want to.
I was hoping they didn't learn that about me, but yeah, that's a five.
I'm giving it a four, so yeah. Well, maybe I'll round up to a five. You would modify your ship.
Well, five.
For what?
You would modify your ship.
Okay, assume you have a ship first.
Like if you're Han Solo.
Would I modify? Yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
I'd put the dice on the mirror.
Is that a five?
Five.
Yeah, we're all fives on that one. Sometimes someone needs to be killed to protect you and your crew.
Five.
Wow. That's so vague.
Oh, self-defense. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Of course
it's
there must
not
be
saying
sometimes.
It's not saying every time. It's not like every time you go out in your ship, kill someone because they have to protect them.
If you answer no, you're saying there should never be any self-defense.
Three.
Waffler. All right, I'm going to give that a four. Stop. The government should keep its nose out of your business.
Five.
Five!
Wow, you almost blew my ears out. Yeah, I'm giving that a five-ish. You would be level-headed in the middle of a hopeless situation.
Five.
Three.
I'm going for a two. So that rounds up to three. Chances to make money have always seemed to escape you.
I don't know.
Three.
Yeah, three.
Three. Wow. Another consensus.
Three is the number of indecision, I think.
That's right.
It's also the answer to any number question on Trivial Pursuit.
Question number 23. You could see yourself in the FBI.
Two.
One.
Yeah, I'm going one on that one, too.
The only way I could see Rich in the FBI is if he got hauled in.
Being questioned by the FBI, that is, yeah.
Exactly.
What was the next question?
Always support your government, no matter what they do.
One.
Consensus.
I'm kind of shocked how many answers we have the same, and yet I think we both know they're for totally different reasons.
I know.
I don't know if they're for different reasons.
Yeah, but
maybe not totally different, but...
Well, that means we're just going to end up on the same crew. You would never share pop culture items with aliens.
I'd give them Kirsten's Leif Garrett albums.
I'd give them my parachute pants.
I would totally share pop culture items with aliens. That's a 5.
No. 5 was if you wouldn't, right?
It says you would never share pop culture items.
Oh. So we have a 1 to say that we would share.
So you totally disagree.
1. I'm a 1.
I'd give them whatever they wanted. Barring any probing.
Take me to your leader. We mean you no harm.
Well, I guess we know who's getting probed then.
No, I welcome that. You believe in many conspiracy theories.
Two.
Wow, I'm going 1 on that. All right, rounding up. 2. You have never done charity work.
1.
I totally disagree with that.
What?
That I've never done charity work.
So you're a 1.
I'm a 1.
We're a consensi.
We're all consensusized. You are confident in your abilities.
5.
4.
I'm not so sure about this answer. Maybe 4. 4.5, 5. All right. We'll round it up to 5. Living on the frontier appeals to you.
5.
3.
Ooh, it's going to have to go to 4 because mine was a 5. There is a dark underbelly to every perfect society. This goes right to that conspiracy theory thing.
I'd say that's a 5, actually, because there is no perfect society. But
any other votes on this one?
You?
Oh, 5. Yeah, oh, you're the only one.
I'm thinking 4. And I have to round up, though. That sucks being part of a crew. Being around very bizarre aliens wouldn't bother you.
Look, being around people bothers me, so.
5.
It wouldn't bother you?
Me, no. No. I work with bizarre aliens, so I'm not really sure. You
what
know.
If they're, like, they don't probing you?
I have training for this.
Being probed?
Probing?
No, for the bizarre alien thing.
Oh. It would kind of bother me. So I'm going 3 on this.
How many questions are on this quiz?
700.
We're like 10% done?
No, we're on question 30 and it goes to 48.
Okay. Hurry up, man.
All right, I'll speak more quickly. You would harbor fugitives if they posed no threat and provided a useful service.
5.
So basically,
5.
You endorse slavery is what that question says.
It didn't say you would put them to work.
And from the Rome segment, which we haven't aired yet, we know you do, but I'm going to say 3.
Wow. I'm just saying harbor them. It's not saying, you know, make them do your dishes.
It's because he hasn't seen Firefly.
All right, 4.
All right, we're going to 5. Under no condition would it be acceptable to kill a fellow crew member.
1.
What if they had the alien in their belly?
What if you were just hungry?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say 2.
Oh, you're vegetarians, though.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but you know.
In space, no one can see you eat.
And in space, no one can hear you scream.
It's a good combination.
That's right. I'm going 3.
So 2 would be the average there.
Okay. You agree with many of the government's decisions. You see, they're coming back to this question a lot.
1.
1. You could see yourself working with the military.
1.
5.
You just open your eyes, right?
With not in, right?
Yes, with.
5.
Oh, well, that's because she does, right?
Yeah. And you are 1.
I was 1.
And yeah. I'm 3, so that's perfect.
Well, you know what? I mean, my company does sell product to the military. You know, military bands and whatnot. I was on the phone. No, really. I was on the phone with some really cool guys from one of the military bands in Washington, D.C. just yesterday.
Were they using it as a weapon?
But I don't think they mean... I think they mean outside of the context of work, Kirsten.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So my answer is one.
Okay. Sometimes we must follow old ways to help us find new ways.
Five.
Wow. You could see yourself becoming a bounty hunter.
Like dog?
One.
I'm way on the one. Humanity may one day be destroyed by what it creates.
Two.
I go with a two.
I'm a one on that one. Wow. I'm going to have to round up, though.
So you think humanity will never be destroyed by what it creates?
There was a movie about that.
Well, you see, the question leaves it open because it says may one day be destroyed. So,
if you disagree, that's like saying it may not be destroyed. Oh, I see what you're saying.
The question leaves some wiggle room there.
It's not a tumor.
You would rather live in a pleasant dream than face brutal reality.
Five.
One.
I'm going on two on this one. I think reality's way more rich. That's why rich is out of reality.
I am totally into fantasy, so I don't know.
All right, so we're going on two or three on this
one?
It's
probably a three, yeah.
Let's see here. The government, again, has a great many things it is keeping secret that it shouldn't.
Five.
Wow. You guys could make like a harmonic there. All right. The pyramids could have been built by aliens.
One.
Two.
That's a one and a half, so I have to round up to two, unfortunately.
We need Leo in here.
Yeah, to break the triple way tie.
Well, it said the pyramids could have been built by aliens. Who could disagree with that statement? I mean, that's a statement of fact. The pyramids could have been built by aliens.
I may sprout wings.
You may.
Your friends would never betray you.
Oh, is this a question?
Do you agree or disagree?
Oh.
I'm not saying have they betrayed you.
Your friends would never betray you?
That's right.
Three?
Yeah, I guess three.
I'm going one on this. Everyone betrays someone at some point.
Never. That makes it... See, these qualifying words are killing it.
I know. All right, so I'm going two. You have a furry friend.
Five.
Oh, five.
I used
Yours to. Yours is just mine's Pepper.
I used to have a furry friend. Bummer. All right, five.
You still do. It's Bob Ross.
He's dead, too.
Oh, that's right.
You would ally yourself with scavengers if you needed to.
Five.
Five.
Yep. You could see yourself joining the military again.
One.
Well, this is different. The other one was working with. This is actually joining up.
One.
Yeah, I'm going one. You are good with computers.
Five.
Three.
It's my job. I have to be. Four.
I'm not better than you, and yet I just said five.
No, I'm just saying average.
Oh, there's the average of four. Okay.
Yes. You would be willing to follow a captain no matter what if you believed in him.
Three.
This is the Kirk and thing. So, Kirsten's going one.
But it says if you believed in him.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with a
someone is four. Think they're mistaken.
If you believe in him, maybe you just are going into blind trust here.
It's the one.
There you go. So we're rounding to three, I think. You may have pets smarter than you are.
One.
One.
Yeah, I disagree. Okay, that's the questions. I'm going to submit this and see what it is. What's going on here? It's broken.
You better give us an answer.
This better work. Oh, there's a tiebreaker here.
Oh,
It's thrown up tiebreaker questions. Okay. Sometimes someone needs to be killed to protect you and your crew. Your friends would
Five.
Never...
The good of the many outweigh the good of the one or the few.
Okay. You know where we'd show up? This is great. It tells you which crew, which sci-fi crew you would show up in or be most appropriate for. And guess which one it was?
I don't
Firefly.
Know.
Firefly!
The crew of Firefly.
Excellent.
Actually, it's a tie, if I have to be totally honest. The Serenity Firefly crew is number one, and number two is Millennium Falcon.
I've never seen that.
You've not seen Star Wars?
Oh, is that what that is?
That would be Han Solo's ship.
And I guess the answer would be no, she has never seen Star Wars.
I fall asleep during every Star Wars movie I've watched, unless I've walked.
Wow, that was totally worth it.
Yeah. Is this even a show? We're recording, and yet this doesn't feel like a show to me.
Rich is going to have to edit this together.
So we got another tune, and hopefully our internet won't go out while this tune is playing.
And this one's 45 minutes long.
No, it's a tune called Control Drama. It's actually a song that I recorded and mixed, and it's written by John Robinson, not from Lost in Space, and our good friend Jeremy Shaw, who wrote our theme music. So anyway, let's check it out. We'll be right back. Yeah, there's a nice track.
He's got chops.
It's Jeremy playing that solo. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
That was a Lydian flat 2 solo scale that he played throughout that solo.
Say again?
It was a Lydian flat 2.
Does he know that?
Of course he knows it. You still with us out there?
I am indeed.
Wow. Did you hear that song?
I did.
That was my friend Jeremy and playing guitar. John Robinson, the bassist, actually wrote that track, co-wrote it. He gets the first writing credit, though.
Does he get any money?
Not from us.
That's the way I like it.
So anyway, that's right. We give them nothing and like it. Saw a movie at the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute. Kirsten's familiar with that. She actually emailed them about the whole ticket thing.
She's like the only activist out there.
I tried.
She forwarded me her reply, and it was basically company line, you know, we don't do it because, and we're not gonna.
You should send them, like, actual letters with white powder attached to it.
No, we don't want to do that. But you know what? A movie I saw? I saw Woody Allen's new movie, Scoop.
Yeah, Woody.
Woody Allen. You remember him?
Yeah.
He used to be great.
Back in the 40s, I think.
So anyway, this film, the last film I saw, did I review that on here, Match Point? I don't even remember.
I don't remember either. I'm not here every day.
Kirsten, you remember if I reviewed Match Point?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm just not sure.
Well, it seems that his little starlet is the new Scarlett Johansson, and once again, she's in this film, and this is sort of a little dark comedy about a journalist student played by Scarlett Johansson who kind of finds herself in the middle of the tarot card murders in London, because Woody Allen doesn't film in Manhattan anymore. He films in London now.
Wow.
Yeah. So Scarlett Johansson finds herself in the midst of this sort of, she's trying to solve the murder, right? So she sort of gets to know the guy who actually no one suspects of the murder, but she was kind of told who might be the murderer. And it's a guy named Peter Lyman, played by Hugh Jackman, and he's the son of royalty and all this stuff. So, of course, she has to be very, very careful because she can't go accusing this guy because he's big and famous and powerful and rich and all that stuff.
He's Hugh Jackman.
He is Hugh Jackman. He's quite...
he's huge.
Exactly. He's Hugh Jackman.
That's right.
But anyway, Woody plays this sort of...
Nebbish?
Well, he plays a magician.
A nebbish magician.
What is nebbish?
It's Woody Allen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he plays sort of a nebbish magician, and he's sort of like doing this act in London kind of off-Broadway. I don't know what that's actually called in London, but he's sort of, you know.
It's way off-Broadway if it's in London.
it would be way off-Broadway, and it's he's sort of one of these, you know, bad magicians, you know? I mean, he bought a few tricks, and they're kind of, you know, sawing the woman in half and the kind of things we've seen, pulling a rabbit out of a hat, and he sort of does the whole Woody Allen shtick, and it's very funny. What ends up happening is Scarlett Johansson's character, whose real name in the film is, wow, I don't even know. But
it was a lasting impression, I see.
Yeah, it really was. I would call this film Minor Allen, actually, to quote. She plays a character named Sandra Pransky. And she takes a pseudonym when she starts cavorting around with the Hugh Jackman character, the Peter Lyman character. And she basically tells him a bunch of lies to get close to him and sort of solve this murder mystery. And the whole time she has Woody Allen's character in tow. And by the way, he plays a magician called the Great Splendini. And as I said before, he does these sort of B tricks. You know, he's not all that great. But the one thing that is great about this film is Woody Allen's dialogue. I mean, anybody who likes, as I mentioned in our book meme episode, mm-hmm. I love Woody Allen's dialogue. I like the way he writes comedy. And this movie is full of all these great classic Woody Allen one-liners. Like at one point, she accuses him of being negative, and he says, no, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, except it's full of poison. You know, and he's got all these great lines like that. I mean, on the whole, is this Manhattan or any of his really, really great works? No. The reviewer who reviewed it for the Rolling Stone kind of referred to it as a beguiling trifle, and that's kind of the way I would look at it too. It's very entertaining. The dialogue is great. The story could be a little stronger, but it has its really funny moments. It's probably worth seeing, so I kind of give it a thumb slightly pointing north.
A thumb pointing to the west.
It is. It's pointing east. So as I said before, it's kind of Minor Alien, which is, by the way, a spoof on that movie, The Squid and the Whale, I think. Have you seen that yet, John?
I still haven't seen it. It's in my queue.
You got to check that film out. But it's probably worth seeing. There's some very sharp dialogue, and if there's anybody who writes great comedy dialogue, it's Mr. Woody Allen. So anyway, we'd like to thank Kirsten from Area 51 out there in Arizona for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm actually going to record a podcast for her podcast in a minute. So like, you can check out her podcast, which is called Potty Talk. She's a potty mouth, actually.
She is.
She really is.
She kept it clean for us, thanks.
She's a naughty, naughty girl, that Kirsten.
Fairly clean.
That's right.
Yeah, it probably won't be that clean the next one.
So anyway, the famous klaxons.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Check us out on the web. We're at www.bloodyveg.com.
Send us all sorts of yummy tidbits to feedback@bloodyveg.com.
Check out our online forum. It's www.bloodyveg.com/forum.
Yeah, thanks, Kirsten. It was great having another guest.
That's right. We should do this more often, but we need to get John to buy another router, apparently, because we keep having failures in mid-show, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, thanks for joining us, and remember, you're listening to The VIB.